Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Cassimatidis here. New York. Well, we have plenty of problems in New York. With us today is Benny Bosio, and he is the president of the New York City Corrections Officers, 20,000 of them, retired and active. And good morning, Benny. How are you this morning?
I'm good, John. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, I'm glad you called in because I hear that you are worried. Things are not going as good as you want them to be. Fill in all New Yorkers. What's going on with the Corrections Officers Association?
Well, we're having the roughest time in my 22-year career ever. Officers are working triple shifts, which includes 24 hours straight, 25 hours plus hours. Some cases, 30 hours straight. And it's a really unsafe situation for us. The department has housed inmates by affiliation, and it's inhumane treatment that the city's workforce, you know, has to go through. My correction officers are suffering, and basically, we filed a lawsuit against the Department of Corrections and the Department of Labor. You know, we're trying to force the Department of Labor to provide a safe and healthy working environment to the DOC. So, you know, the lawsuit gives a firsthand account of the department's failures to provide basic necessities, you know, officers' medical attention. You know, it's terrible for us. You know, they're not providing us with medical attention in a timely fashion, not providing us meal reliefs after working all of those hours, three-creative tour, no restroom breaks. Officers that have to breastfeeding, they are not providing time for female officers to be able to go to a separate location to pump their breast milk for their babies. So this is really an unsafe situation and deplorable for them to be treating us this way.
Well, it sounds like it. I also understand that you have a lot of resignations and people trying to move over to the NYPD. What say you about that?
Yeah, it's a tragedy. You know, the department has historically not up with staffing levels for correction officers. They haven't hired correction officers in over 2.5 years. And people, the deplorable conditions have forced correction officers to leave this job and jump ship and go to the NYPD. That's how it's gotten for us. Over 1,000 resignations since January of 2019. I mean, we're dealing with broken cell doors. They're housing inmates by gang affiliation. There are no response teams to provide emergency service to our correction officers when they hit their personal body alarm, when they're being under attack by a correction by an inmate. This is the state that we are in today.
Well, that doesn't sound so good. This is bad. And, you know, I was sad because I know Bill de Blasio for 25 years, and he's a smart guy. I was sad that he turned down additional help from the White House for more NYPD or more patrol officers, which I'm sure that the corrections would have been, department would have been helped by it, too. What else would you like to tell all New Yorkers? We've got about a minute or so left.
Oh, look, I just want all New Yorkers to understand that, you know, it's truly a shame the way, you know, this city has treated correction officers. We answered the call during COVID. We came to work every day. We're essential workers, first responders. And this is how New York City correction officers are being treated by the city of New York and this agency. And it's truly a shame. It's truly a shame. The city has to respond to the suit by August 23rd. You know, it shouldn't take us to have to sue to get, you know, health and safety issues in this day and age. You know, it's truly a shame.
Let me ask you for a scoreboard. How many, you've been with the Corrections Department a long time. You've been president for just recently. How many Rikers inmates do you have right now?
We're close to 6,000 inmates right now.
And if I asked you that question 5 years ago, 6 years ago, how many would it have been?
Maybe
give or take.
Maybe eight. Maybe 8,000.
And look, and like I've said publicly, I don't care that they let people out because they're on marijuana charges, but on inmates that have threatened the public with guns, knives, pistols. Are those people being put away, or are they just getting a parking ticket and go home?
I mean, you tell me, John. There's like 11 shootings a day. It's the city has become extremely unsafe. You know, and when the new mayor takes office and they talk about cleaning up the city of New York, well, guess where everybody's going to be sent to? Rikers Island. And we need 2,000 correction officers to help us be able to man the population. So, our city has gone to shame. It's terrible. Safe. People are afraid to take the subway, John. I mean, look, and when they do decide to clean it up, they're all coming to Rikers Island.
Understood. Thank you, Benny.
Benny Basio.
Benny Basio, president of the Corrections Union. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of the weekend.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Pleasure.